Now, friends, we come to the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. And again, this man, may I say, used himself a great deal as an illustration. We know a great deal about this man, and it'd be very difficult to understand his prophecies without understanding him and the background of his prophecies. Now, we saw God sent him down to the potter's house, and then he was told to take a bottle that the potter had made, and he was to go down to Tophet. That's in the Valley of Hinnom. And at that time, it was a place of idolatry. It was a place where there was the worship of Moloch, where their children passed through the fires. And actually, that word Tophet, and you've noticed it has occurred several times in the prophecy here. The name actually has to do with drums, and it was the beating of these drums, or sort of tom-toms, to deaden the cries of the children that were being offered on the offer of Moloch. And it obviously was a geographical location down there. Now, the prophet goes down to Tophet, breaks the bottle, and the message then is that Jeremiah is saying that these people now are going into captivity. Josiah, the great king, the good king, is dead. And there has come to the throne Jehoahaz, and actually he's an evil king. He wasn't there long, though. But then Jehoiakim came to the throne. And actually now we've come down to the last king, that is Zedekiah. He is the worst and also the weakest of all of the kings that ruled in Judah. And it was during his reign that the Babylonian captivity took place. Now, we have seen really a transformation take place in the life of Jeremiah. When he gave out the word of God, he's adamant, he's strong, he's hard-nosed, but personally, he's very weak. He has a very tender heart. And now that his friend, Josiah, the good king, is gone, and the historical record in Chronicles tells us Jeremiah wept for him. I think he loved him, and he had been his friend. Now these evil kings come to the throne, and up to this point, Jeremiah has been absolutely rejected in a very definite way. He has been given a cold shoulder, and his message has been absolutely ignored, but he has not been persecuted personally. And now we come to actual persecution. And Pashur, the son of Immer, who, by the way, was associated with Zedekiah, as we'll see in the next chapter, he is the one now that begins to persecute this man physically.